I'd like to welcome, today we have a very special guest speaker to give us here in Hilchos Ribbis, Rav Shlomo Zalman Kalbach, Baruch Karel in Yerushalayim. It's a big schus for us to have him here with us. He's part of the Eidus Charedus. They give Hachsherim on investments. Agresh Nishkoyach for coming. Rav Shlomo Zalman Kalbach.
Well, I want to say Agresh Nishkoyach for inviting me to say a few words. Take that, yeah? I want to speak a few. Every person, whenever I say Shir, when you say Shir, Tizamuta with the Oilam, first of all, I want to say that my usual language of saying a shir in Hilchos Ribbis is not in English. In Eretz Yisrael, it's usually there are other languages that people understand a bit better. So if I cruise over to some other language, the Olam should just remind me. The second zach is, even though they said that it'll be first the shir and then question and answers, but avada it's not. I'm not a poisik, I'm not a rov, I'm not a rosh yeshiva. We're sitting and schmoozing here, Abyssal Hilchos Ribbis. Anybody wants the Frega Rhein, has Shaladarabba mit Yosef Lekach. Everybody should, and anybody doesn't understand what I'm saying, they should turn in, and that's the way when you slab in the union. I just want to start off with Klal giving a picture. Vos is Ribbis. I mean, the Olam is learning Hilchos Ribbis. There's no suffix that everybody is tuned into Vos, the Chumra from the Isser Ribbis. Mishil Shom Shteit, as Mishil Shom in Perikir Alv, he says, when he talks about the Yisroel from Gezel, he says, Ribbis, Chdav Bechlal Nishrein, Ein Tzorech Leharech Bazeh, the Kol Echad Ve'echad Yodea Chumris Isser Ribbis. It's a double poshet. The Maral Prague, he says it's a Mishenas over the Isser Ribbis ki ilu over kol haTorah kula. Avada the Gemara says kol haOisik beRibbis is nechos of mismoitim. What's the pshat is nechos of mismoitim? There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. A person not to be over a Isser doraisa alav. When it comes to an asay, a person doesn't have tefillin. Let's say he has b'sach kol $1,000. Everybody knows to do adin choymish menachosim. He has to give away a fifth of his nachosim in order to buy a pair of tefillin. Not more. Avad if he spends more, matoyv manoim. He's mekayim the mitzvah. Nobody says he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Or he's not. A person is not mechuyev to give away more than choymish menachosim in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. Say, when it comes to a lav, not to be over a lav. In your state, in Shuvas HaRashba, and all the poskim bring the halacha, a person is mechuyev to give away kol memoinoi. Not to be over, if a person has efshoros, not to be over a isa, let's say, of nevela, he has to give away kol memoinoi. Is it pshat as azay? I mean, so how much is the nechosim of a person worth? It's worth one lav, that's all, not more than that. A person amasses, the bigger the person, the more the person amasses, the more avada, the more chomer the isurim are. Because if kol memoine is the midah, is the moidir, is what's koiveya, how much he has to give away not to be over isur, so mele that has the biggest shabbos. In Isser Ribbis, there's nothing is different than the Isser Ribbis. The Isser Ribbis is not cholok from the Isser of Chelev. Not to be over one isa, one lav deraisa is nicht wert, is not worth kol memoina. So a person thinks that he's going to be marviach $1, $10, whatever he is, by being over isa ribis, it's not shaykh, because the din is he has to give away kol memoina, not to be over the isa memela, so from the isa he won't be marviach. The David Kronglass at Amol Gezot, he said a cheshbon once, he said, if you want to know what's the chumra of the oynish of a aveira, he said. Sadal, he said, l'moshel a dugme. He said, the bali musa bring the dugme. A person, the halach is Shabbos. Shabbos, the din is bikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. to be matzal eiver echod, it's also to be doicha Shabbos. Good. What that is, eiver echod is, in today's day and age of infection, eiver echod is very hard to define. Gnoy, why not? If there's a subject to be matzal or pikuach nefesh, if someone has a cut on his finger, is the chashash of infection is everything is kimat pikuach nefesh. Abul Maisa, let's take it to understand the marshal. Eiver echod is not doicha Shabbos. He said, stell sich vor, a guy, you have a young person at age of 16. Chas v'sholom is in a. He has a suffix of going to the hospital Shabbos, and if he doesn't go, he's gonna lose a foot. Rachmana litzlo. Eiver echod. He's not allowed to go to. He's not allowed to go to be mechal Shabbos in order to save a foot. If lomo zogin, he's not misgaber on the yetzer hara, and he is mechal Shabbos. What kind of oynish? What kind of oynish does that person have to get because he was mechal Shabbos? It has to be an oynish that's worse than going through whole life from age 16 till age 120 without a foot. Because if it would be less than that, then it's already choyte nisko. So if you take it into cheshbon, amen, shenazah matzev, he has azah yetzer hara. He knows that if he doesn't go to the hospital now, he's going to lose his foot, he's going to be an invalid for his whole life, he's going to have to go on crutches his whole life. Azah nisoyen, who can be oivet azah nisoyen? And yet, if he's not oivet on this nisoyen, and he's oivet taka the iser, he's going to have to go, he'll be get an oynish. A person who's in azah matzev, with azah shver nisoyen, is still going to get an oynish, which is worse than going his whole life without it. That's what Rav Dovah Korinas used to say. And if you take it to ribis, it's the same thing. If a person thinks that alideya iser ribis, that he's being misrabim amoynoi, he has to realize that with one Issa Ribis he can lose everything. The Gemara says, Rei kamo Odom Yoyred, the Toich Chaya Chaveh, Vekoyrele Rosha. The normal thing is a person chepes, Reuven chepes Shimon, Merufim HaRosha, Agafel HaChamensh. He says, Vekan, by Issa Ribis, the Malve and the Loive, they get together and they call it, they write it up, they go to the lawyers and they write it, they draw up a contract. And everything is Beseder. Undos is Emeser Rosha. The Chazal say, in the Sforum is brought, that there are three Averis, which Chazal call Rosha. One of them is Ribis, one of them is Shoichad, and one of them is Arayis. And if you take a look at the Rosh Tevis from each of all three together, Ribis, Shoichad, Arayis is Rosh. What's the pshat? Why these three Averis? Because these three Averis are Miyuchadik Averis. They're all Averis that are done with consent of two tzdodim. Ribis, the pshat is, I need cash. Yena has cash, he's mukhin to give it to me. I need the best thing for my business is cash flow, and I'm mukhin to give it to him. Why should I have to go give it to the bank? There's no reason in the world. I'm mukhin to pay me the percentage. What? It's gewaldig. He's tufriden, I'm tufriden, everyone's tufriden. Who can tell me that it's an aveira? Zok the Torah, no, there's no such thing. You can be from today till tomorrow. You're masking, he's masking, everybody agrees. The Torah knows better. The Torah says that's bista roshu, both are roshoy. The same thing is shoychad. The judge, he's sitting there, he's getting his paskin, he knows how he's going to paskin the richtig way. Let's say he can read the chayin and he'll talk about it. Who cares if I passed him 100 under the table? Shoichad is, I'm asking him to give him the money, he's asking to take it, everybody's happy. Why should the Torah get involved over here? Even Lama Zogni, if I'm not affecting another person, because then anyway he's paskin like that. No? So to say, and Arayis is a chvashteitzach, it's a paskom of tutz lodim, so to say, it's rishoim. The pshat is that's bechefza rosha. As we stand, we're talking about we're holding erev Chanukah. It's also ribis has to do with Chanukah. In pasuk state, in tiyum state, erechot zminikoyin kapai v'asoy v'lachem zbach Hashem. In order to get to the days of chinuch beis hamikdash, erechot zminikoyin kapai. A person has to make sure that his hands are clean. Tishdas azach, a person can't do avoida in the beis hamikdash or quasi to do the avoida what we will malik the noy, which is lezeicha the beis hamikdash, and to come in with hands that are full of gzeilo of ribis, which is gzeilo. Stam, I just want to give a dugme of Shailas before we get to the Etzim Shailas. I had a Shaila 2 weeks ago. An interesting Shaila in Rivas Alei. Just to give a dugme how everything after, there was a Gemach. A Gemach lent someone $100,000. And for Shleitzach, he lent $100,000, you have a guarantor, an Orev. There were Orev signed on the Gemach. Shleitzach, after the time came, the guy didn't pay up. The lawyer didn't pay up. So the Gemach went to the guarantor, to the Orev. So the Orev says to the Gemach like this, I'm paying. I'm going to pay up. I'm going to pay for the guy. I signed the Orev. You don't have to worry. I'm going to pay. Now, if I pay you, I'll never get the money out of the lawyer. If I don't pay you, and you're going to ask the money, it could be he knows he'll never get another alva by you if he won't pay up. Or Stam, I'm his friend, and that's why I signed the alvas. But I'll never get the money out of him, but you can get the money out of him. So you know what we'll do like this. Once I pay you, then you have no right to be tovered. So we'll do like this. Instead of paying you up the $100,000 for the alva, I'm going to give you a loan. I'm going to give the Gemach a loan of $100,000. This man piroin of the loan is when you get the money, when you get the money back from that loiver. In other words, I'm giving you a loan, you're covered. You don't have to pay me back the $100,000 the loan until you get the money back from the other guy. In other words, we'll leave, I'm not paying the arbus, you're getting back the you're going to be able to claim from the loiver the money, and the loiver can't say the arv paid up, the arv never paid up, the arv gave only a loan. What's the loiver getting for it? So I'm giving you a loan, and for that you're not claiming the money from me as arv. Came the shaila, is it allowed? It's ribis. For giving a halva to the Gemach is not moaning me, is not being toivea for me, the money as a guarantor. Is that ribis or it's not ribis? Yeah? Those are the shayla. Mitzad echot, what does it have to do with me? If I gave them a halva, so they have the full right to be toivea from the loiva. And if they are tevea, they're not tevea because I gave them a loan. They're tevea because he has a chayv to them. But the bottom line is lemaisa, the reason why they're being tevea the loan from the loiver is because they got a loan from me. Is that considered ribis or not? These kind of shyness is every day. A person is always will find whatever he does, wherever you move, you'll always find a psashayla, nochashayla, ribis. And if it's taka, such a life-threatening aveira, like the Chazal say, v'chayla yichye, a person has to open his mind, has to open his eyes to make sure that he's not stepping on a mine. What I want to speak about is a shayla. A guy wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to fly, he wants to take a flight to Eretz Yisrael, he has vacation. He calls up his travel agent and says, let me know when there's a cheap flight. Calls the travel agent, calls him back 2 days later. El Al just opened up a new class of tickets, whatever it's called, BYK, a Gavisa code. Ticket is $650 round trip. But you have 2 weeks you have to make the reservations now, for 3 months around. You have to be paid up in full until 2 weeks from now. The minute you make the reservation, you have 2 weeks to pay up, and then that's when you have to pay up the ticket. So for Shleitzach, this one shayla over here is, I'm getting a reduction. If you ask, how much is the ticket when you buy it, not 3 months in advance, when you buy it a week in advance, says then it's not this class of a ticket. The way the airline companies are set up is that each ticket has its class, And then, when I buy a ticket that I'm gonna take off next week, I have to pay a different price. If I buy a ticket 3 months in advance, it's called this. And the way their bookkeeping is set up is they call each ticket a certain, give each ticket a certain code. They allot a certain amount of seats for each type of ticket, and you get the price. So it's kumtois that I'm getting a reduction on the ticket by paying in advance. I'm getting a hanocha on the ticket. So, understandably, that's the first shaila. To understand, to take apart as a shaila, to understand what's the halacha, you have to know what's an airplane ticket. What when you're buying the airplane ticket, what's tusla? Everybody does it 24 hours a day. You're always buying tickets for. But above us, what's the chalois of an airplane ticket? I want to take the step one step further, just to give the guy came to the airport after he bought his ticket. And the ticket and the flight was overbooked. So they offered him a deal. Rabbi, instead of flying today, fly tomorrow, and we're going to give you another round trip ticket for being bounced. Zeh mekubal. Yeah, poshut. Why should I get it? That's everybody knows. If you come to the flight's overbooked, and if they're looking for volunteers, Yeshiva Bochum, I'm notorious for going lechatchil and telling the guy I'm mukhem to be bounced and to get another ticket. Matoyu manoim. What's the problem over here? If I have a ticket and for I'm mukhem to wait until tomorrow to fly instead of today, and for that I'm getting another ticket, Efshedos Zeich. Ribis. Is it ribis or it's not ribis? If we know what buying a ticket is, we can start clearing if the second case of being bounced off the flight is considered a ribis or not. Everyone's going to say, Pseida, okay, it's the Nishkin Jewish company, but Elal, B'derechlal, we take Elal to think as it being a Jewish company. Well, once it's a Jewish company, you have to go into the shayla. So the shayla of being bounced is a shayla that has to do also with car rentals. A guy rents a car, and he comes to, and then he rents a car on a vacation. They tell him, we need the cars today. You know what? Come tomorrow and we'll give you an upgrade on the class of the car. L'chayla, if it's a Jewish company, we run the same shayla. So I want to start off with the first shaila. So we have two shailas that, again, I'm saying, I'm not standing here as a poisik, and what I'm saying, I'm talking and learning. Doylem can shmuz, man, we can come to a dos. If anybody ever has the shaila, they should ask their rov. We're not coming here to pass no shailas, we're not knocking in any nails, not into halachas and not into people. The Mishnah state, Ma'am al Aschav ve'im Ma'ben al Amechem. Ma'am al Aschav ve'im Ma'ben al Amechem means that when it comes to a rental, you'll have to give a reduction in price for a cash advance. In other words, a guy is renting a car, a guy only comes into what the Mishnah says, he goes into a house and he wants to rent a house. So your guy tells him, if you want to give me the money up front now, at the beginning of the Schirus, We'll take from you $100 a month, $1,200 for the year. If you want to pay me at the end of the year, it's going to cost you $150 a month, a lot more, $1,800 for the year. Straight in the Mishnah, you're allowed to give it for $1,200. You're allowed to take a reduction in price. It's not considered any ribis. It's not considered getting ribis that he's getting a reduction in price for the cash advance that he's giving. And the Gemara says that the reason is because schirus ain't schirus mishalemes al b'soiv. The chiv to pay for the schirus is only at the end of the year. That's a halacha that we learn out of a pasuk that the time when a person is b'chiv to pay for a rental is at the end of the term. Even though the Maisa, if you go today, everyone's going to tell you today there's no such thing. Today you pay a month in advance, or a year in advance, or however it is. The Gemara is talking about what we learn out of the Pasuk, and what we learn out of the Pasuk, you can't move unless there's Derech Ben Yodim, and that's the Chachma Sodom talks what happens in the case when Derech Ben Yodim is Nishtazeh. Oh, but let's talk it like that. What's the difference by Mecher? By Mecher there's no such thing. By Mecher you have to pay right away when you buy the Chayfetz. Because since you're taking over the Bailus of the Chayfetz right when you give it over, So you become mechuyev, you can obligate it to pay for the chevetz now. If you only want to pay later, in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months, then it's called ribis. The reason why you're getting the reason why you're paying more in order to give the money at a later date is considered agonata, and that's awesome. Mashaikin in rental, the reason why you're paying in a year and a half from now, if the term is a year and a half and I pay at the end of the term, and the reason why I'm paying then $1,800, not $1,200, is because the bechayev, the time of the when I'm chuyev to pay is then, not now. And if I pay now, I'm getting a reduction, it's not called that there's a ribis, there's a chelik of ribis over here. When I buy an airplane ticket, we have to know what it is. If I say lemoshel, when I take an airplane ticket, there's two things involved over here. One thing is involved, I'm renting the schus. I'm not even renting the schus. I'm renting a seat on the plane, if you can call it like that. The second thing is, I'm renting the services of a poil, of a driver, namely a pilot, and stewardesses and everything around it to help me get to my wherever I have to get by having the seat on the plane. Now explain what I mean. It sounds a bit exotic, but we know in halacha you have to cut everything up into bits and pieces. You have to understand. You can't just say, come on, I'm buying a plane ticket. Gendik to you. In halacha shtey, there's a din of oinoah. Oinoah is this, when a person pays more than the market price, he has a right to, if it's less than shtus, less than a sixth, you can. It's this mechila. If it's a sixth, the Gemara said the dashim a posik, then it's he has to give back the money. But it's chal the mecher. If it's more, then it's bot. And the Gemara says that this oinah, there isn't oinah on tzchiras poyalim. There's only oinah on a chayfetz. In Ramosh, let's say a guy hires a taxi driver. The Ramosh is talking. A guy hires a wagon driver to take him with his wagon and to drive him someplace. In Ramah state that you look at the contract between the person who hired the driver and the wagon driver as two separate contracts. You look at one thing that he rented the wagon to use, and the second thing is I have hired a driver to take. Even though the driver's not masking, you can't rent the wagon without the driver, and you can't rent the driver without the wagon. The two are together. The Ramah says, when I look at the Hilchos Oinah, I take each part of the contract and I split it up and I look how weighted is each part of the contract. In other words, if I say to rent a car costs this much and to rent a driver costs that much, so you split it up and you make the cheshbon on each one to say there's Oinah on this chelik and not on the other chelik. On what? On Sechiris what? On rentals?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, of course. Sechiris B'yoyme is like a Mechira. So if I rent for more than the price, for sure. You see that in that halach itself, it says when I hire a wagon and a driver, you see that there is Aino on the wagon itself, on the rental of the wagon.
The karka as well?
Most of the Aino the karka is. That's something else.
When you rent a wagon, you actually controlling the wagon. Rent a seat on a plane, you have no control over the plane at all.
Wait, 1 second. You're right. Let's say I'll give it to you, yeah? But who says that that's Kaveya? Very nice. You said a chilek, who says it's a machalik. What?
You don't even have a specific seat. They can give you any seat they want.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. 1 second. Yeah?
I don't understand. This seems more like a stock trade transaction. I mean, first of all, you got a piece of paper for a seat. Then the market value of that seat suddenly went up. It's market value. They're selling it. They're buying and selling these seats to whatever price they get. They're going to sell it the cheapest price they can. The market value all of a sudden became a second ticket.
I don't know if the market value. It depends what season you're holding. And if you're in high season
on that plane,
they don't know.
Suddenly the cheapest seat that the airplane can then buy is something that's worth two tickets.
So I don't know. There must be. There's this guy sitting in the office, the head office of the airlines, that's called some kind of actuary, and he's figuring out the way how he has to fill up his seats, and he has this plane that's going to Tel Aviv, and 2 hours before there's a flight, and 3 hours later there's another flight, and he just heard that Continental also got a license, and he's worried that if that plane is going to fly empty, he's going to lose his job. So the first thing he releases 30 seats at this and this price. It could be the price until like you say, it's like equity. It could be that it'll go up, could be it'll go down, right? We don't know, but if on the tzad that at the time it's worth more. Yeah, if I know right now, at when I'm paying, when I give over the order to my credit card to pay him, I know that right now the price of a ticket is this and this price. And if I would want to pay, and I want to fly today, I would have to pay more because there's a time factor involved. Then it could be that there's a shaila of ribbis.
Market value changes. When I
release
that, release stock, pieces of stock as a company.
Okay, we'll get the stock also eventually. Yeah. One second. That doesn't have any value. I know a hotel. Let's talk about a hotel. I want to rent a hotel room. I can rent a hotel. You go try to get the King David for Sukkis in Tavshin Ein Zayin. You can't rent it. It's already. It has a price. What? Oh, so that's the question. If it does have a certain value today, and I'm paying because I pay up front, I'm getting a reduction in price. So that could be that itself is a shayla of ribbis. Fine, but that's like every rental. Every rental where I'm not going into the. Where I'm not going, not because people pay today. If I get a reservation, also, if a guy knows if he doesn't want his money, if he can. Okay, so that's the question. Is the reason why they're taking the money only to make sure you don't run off? But if in the optimum society where everybody was going to stand by their word, they'll pay. So the guy just wants to make sure that he's locked in for a visit. What? So one is a reason already, then there's Aganotar over here. I need for Rebus, I just need one Pruta over here. I just need that one guy should say over here that maybe that's the reason. We're getting a cash flow over here in order to pay for the oil that we have to supply. Why should we take it a loan from the bank in order to pay for the diesel that we have to pay today? If I can sell tickets on a plane that's going in 6 months, I'll sell a block of tickets. I'll give it a reduced price, and I'll make more money by selling a reduced price on the tickets than take a loan at the bank. Fine. I mean, you want to make more shayla? Okay. Well, that's what we're talking about. Okay. A subscription is something. Okay. Subscription could be also the same shayla.
Both means will always exist.
What?
Both means will always exist. You have cash flow.
Okay, so that we have to know. So what's is there ribis or not? No, but here there's a schiris. Again, I just want to make one more nakuda. This machlokes we're showing by schiris that I didn't say before. I should have said it before. In the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch that's on the papers here that were given out, it says that you're allowed to rent and give a bikoveya price at a rental even though I'm giving a reduction at the beginning of the rental. What's the halacha if I don't go straight into the rental property right now? I'm only going to go in, let's say, in 2 months around. Do I say that as long as I don't go b'chlal I don't touch the property b'chlal, it's b'chlal not a rental? In a rental, where there's a chalois of a schirus, so I'm allowed to pay, and I pay in advance, so I'm paying in advance now for a rental, and I'm getting a reduction on the rental price. So maybe there's no shayla of ribbis. But if I'm only going into the 2 months around, I'm not kind of any rental property b'chlal. So what is it now? What's my yachas with the guy that's renting me the property for two months around? So that is the machlokes we're showing. The machlokes is hatoisus mit harashba, and lemaisa the halacha is that we say that even though he's not going into the rental property now, but the money that he's paying is not considered a loan. The advance is not considered a loan, but it's considered that it's money that's being paid for rent. Man, that would be a kenzai. That would be a difference because in a subscription, like you say, in a magazine, where I'm getting a reduction because I'm buying a year of newspapers. I don't have nothing right now. What do I have? If the guy decides to run off, and then there's nothing with Tzchal. Here, Tzchal HaKinyan, the Yen has his chayvus to give me the property in 2 months around. And the same thing is the same thing back to the airline seat.
In every case of a sale, I didn't have a store as a sale.
Yeah.
Have a sale. You buy it this week, it's 25% off. Next week, it's going to be full price. It'll be the same question, right?
I mean, but right now, when I buy the chayfets,
because you're paying me today.
But over there, I'm taking it right now. I'm getting the commodity right now. Off an old. I'm paying for it and I'm getting it. There's no loan over here. There's no over here where I'm gonna fly in 3 months around. There's a cash advance. I paid my money and I didn't get nothing in return. In a sale, I'm getting right now the commodity today. If the delivery will be only in 3 months around. We're back to the same Shiloh over there. But that's a different sugi, because there the chaloisim is only in 3 months around. I think Mo is going to say that Mo talks about it also. But we're talking about it in the case where I'm giving money now and I'm only getting the schirus later on. And I know that the price when I get it will go up. You're right, Taka. If I go to a store and I pay for mattresses today a certain price, and I know that till they'll be delivered in 3 months around, when I get the delivery, the price will go up. It could be it's the same shayla again. Yeah?
But isn't it also the fact that the airline can overbook is the biggest riot that there's no spheres there? Because they're selling a 500 seat plane, they're selling 600 tickets. So obviously.
I know people who overbooked on sales of properties. Okay? They sold the property once and they sold it 2 weeks later again. If that's called overbooking. Okay. Who that is the airplane and the airline is not a scam? Who? I mean, again, we're back to the actuaries, because they figured out that you know, some people get stuck on a piece of chewing gum on the way to the airport. So they figure that there's a way that they, even though they'll book 100 seats, even though they have 110, or if they say the worst case when everybody shows up, so I'll take out the McDonnell Douglas 767. If people don't show up, so I'll take a smaller plane. That's not what they do. Is none of my business. But lemaisa, if b'yisoyda dover, by paying an airplane ticket, I have a din of a soicher. I'm renting a seat on the plane, so it could be that's called the skills.
What would you say if they, going back to what he asked about buying it on sale, you send it. You order it online, and they mail it to you. It takes 3, 4, 5 days till it gets there, and then the sale is over. And if you would buy it at that time, when you get it.
It could be that once, if it's only a shiloh of sending it, but they say it's here for delivery now, so that's considered also that al pidin. It's still by them. Even if the achrayis, if anything happens to it on the way, it's not your achrayis. It's for sure their achrayis, but it's still considered that the sale is now. It's not. I mean, there's no factor over here that I'm giving them a halvot. Okay, well, that's one of the tzedolim to be matter is because of Moise Cohen. That's what the Rishonim say. Lemaisa, there is a machloikis as to what the Mishnah is talking about schirus of batim. What's the halacha of schirus of poyalim? Am I allowed to tell? If I give a guy $100 and the guy says to me, "I give the gardener. I need a gardener next week," and the guy comes to me and says, "You know what? I'm doing shrubbery for you for $120. Why don't you give me $100 today? And because I need money, I'm doing it next week anyways for you. I'll give you a couple of bucks off. Give me the money today because I'm dochuk for money." So the halacha is that. It's totally. Since Lemaisa in Schirus, in this halacha of Schirus Poyalim, as Poyal Yochel Achzu B'chatzi Ayoim. A Poyal can always say, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, Avodahem, B'loi Avodim, Avodim. You can't force a person to work for you if he doesn't want to work, even if he was Mishayev too. So Mameila, there's no, over here, there's no Ischayevus Bechlal, you can't say you're paying for the schirus as long as he didn't start to work. In Shulchan Aruch is gepaskind, I think maybe it's on this blatter also, that when it comes to schirus poilim, he has to start working. In order to get the reduction, he has to start working right away, in order for the reduction should not be a shaila from ribis, he has to start working right away. That's lekuli alma. Even though we said that in rental, it could be on karkois, he doesn't have to give over the property right away. But when it comes to schirus poilim, he does. Now it could be as a, it could be that because of these two things, that if it hadn't been done the airplane ticket as a schirus of a mokum, it could be that it's not a problem. Because if it's a schirus and I'm paying in advance for a schirus, so then it would be beseder. The problem is that a chelik from the money, like we said before, a chelik of the money that I'm paying is also for the services that I'm getting from the poilim of Elal. It's not only for the seat, for sitting on the seat, but it's also for the poilim. Now, if someone's going to come and say, like you said, that lemaisa, when we're talking about schirus on a piece of land, we're talking about a certain parcel, we're talking about a certain room. If a guy says, a guy rents a room in King David Hotel, like we said before, 7 years before, it's because he wants that room that's overlooking the corner of the coastal over there. They can see it from there. He wants Dafka room 203. And Mimele is a chala schirus on that room, or a schirus on a certain parcel. When we're talking about an airplane ticket, even though I say, even if I have my preferred seat, I always like to sit at the emergency exit, I don't know which plane they're giving. There is. I can't say there's a miuchadikim mokim that I have a schirus on a certain place until the schirus is chal. Until after they bring the plane to the gate and we go on there, then I can say this chal the schirus. But 3 months in advance is very shver to say that it's considered a schirus. That's one problem. The second problem is lechoyra that, like I said, a chelik of the ticket is also the fact that the people are working for me. And we said they have to start working for me. L'chayr, they're not starting to work. Unless we say another svara. When I order a ticket, it goes straight into the computer, and everybody starts working already. The whole airline is already starting to work. The lady who's typing in the reservation is already working for me, because to make sure all the reservation. Once they're ordering the kosher food, someone else is working, and the IT guy who's managing the whole computer system is also working. A chelik for my ticket is also going to pay for the guy that's running the computer system in order to make sure that my reservation is going to stay on screen and not going to be flipped out. So l'chayr is ken zayin also that it's considered that the schirus poilim also on a ticket starts right away. You know,
it's not, you don't know who the guy
But what's nafkimina? If I have a shliach, if I take the president of El Al, and I say I want you to find me, and I'm paying you to find the, I'm giving you money in advance to find the poil. Who says that it has to be schirus poilim when he starts? The pilots are there, the secretaries are there, the computer guys are there. Everybody's ala makom. Once I give them money and I say, take care of my ticket for me, take care of my trip to Eretz Yisrael for me, so there's 100 people around that are all starting to work, the whole machinery, or the clockwork is starts moving, everything in the dust that I should be able, 3 months around, I should get to Eretz Yisrael. There is a, what's the difference? I don't have to say, I want Dafke Yoram to be the pilot. Let them decide. Look at the resident. He has a din of a service company. I don't need the schirus of the pilot. The schirus of Dafka that pilot. It's Kenzine. If they're achroi, if they have all the poilins, I don't know. It could be if I go to a service company, that collects garbage, and I make a contract with him. Could be that itself is considered schirus, even though I don't know which garbage collector they're going to send down. Or they have his chayvus of schirus poilin. Avifel the svara says that once they start working, it could be the person if he's his shliach and he's doing it as his yodik yodoy the yad of the poil. Yad Balabais, it could be that's enough in order to take away the Yisribis to say that there's no Agar Notar over here. Could be that's as far, I don't know. Of B'chol Eifin, once we say that, so there could be Fakir, that would be a Svara, yet to be Matir. Once I get to that already, so let's go to the next Shaila. I want to see, it's getting later already for the moment. If we go to the next shaila of being bumped, the Mishnah states that there's a certain halacha in ribis which is a very mechudish dika halacha. A guy comes to Reuven and says, "Do me a favor. Today you have to hoe. Come to my house. Help me do the lawn. Help me mow the lawn. Tomorrow I'll help you mow the lawn." So that state in the Mishnah, that's muta. But if he tells him, "Help me mow the lawn because tomorrow I have to see," then I'll you help me mow the lawn. Tomorrow I'll do a work for you, which is either harder, not harder. It's machlokes Rashi and others showing him if it has to be harder, it doesn't have to be harder. That already is also. So it's a very interesting halacha. It's the classic carpool shaila. A lady has to take the kids on the carpool, and she calls up her neighbor and says, "I have no time today. I have to go away. Do me a favor. Take the kids today on the carpool instead of you have to go tomorrow. You take the kids today. I'll take them tomorrow. And remember that tomorrow is Erev Shabbos. I'll take them back from school on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon when everybody has what to do and it's worth a lot more. You can do me a favor. You take them today on a nice Thursday morning. I'll pick them up from school in the carpool on Friday afternoon." L'chayre, it's awesome. That's ribis. Why? Because you're exchanging work for work. You're exchanging the work today, which is easy to do a carpool on Thursday morning, let's say, is easy. And for that exchange, you're letting, in order that you should only have to give back the malacha tomorrow, you're giving back a shvera, a much harder malacha. That is the classic place of Nacheshimi Vani Edoimcho on work. What's the halacha? Nacheshimi Vani Edoimcho, not on work, but on schiras. A chasana hall. A guy rents a chasana hall. Any chasana hall, whatever, however they're called. He rents the chasana hall for a chasana of his daughter. And after he says, push the hall in Muncie, you know, not the fanciest hall. And he gets a call the next night from a guy. He says, "Do me a favor, I have my shidduch, the shidduch that I did, they're coming in, they're flying in from the out, and I must have that night that chasana hall. You know what? Do the chasana a week later, and I'll let you have this, I'll pay for you for the stat later." Is this the Zalbi Shaila? In other words, you're giving away something that you have today in exchange for later time, something that's worth more money. If there is nacheshimi vaniyed or imcha, not only on pu'ulis, but also on schirus, on rentals, would be the same shayla.
This is not yours.
What?
This is not a service that you're doing for him. What you're doing is backing out. You're not the bottom of the bowl.
Okay.
And he's doing you.
Can you explain me what in halacha? Where do you find backing out? Can you explain what it's been backing out? If it's a kinyan schiris, he put down a down payment. And we said there's such a chalois of a schiris that's called a down payment, also on a schiris that's 3 months around. Because if it wouldn't be a chalois of a schiris, then it would be also, in the case where, then it would be also to give a discount. Because then it would be like a halva. It's not a loan. When you put a down payment on the hall, yeah? Well, like in Eretz Yisrael, we have to put down the whole thing. They're afraid you're going to stam run off, yeah? With a down payment. Yeah, of a lama zog, you put a down payment on the hall. Now you're saying it's called backing out. What does it mean, backing out? I'm knocking it back to them?
What does it mean? If I'm taking what I rented, and I am subleasing it to him, that's Enza. But that's, I'm not doing any pool. All I'm doing is I'm asking to cancel my reservation. I'm doing a guy a favor by canceling reservation. I'm not giving him any Kenyan.
You're not giving him any Kenyan?
I'm not giving him money. He asked him to do me a favor that I should pull out of that.
Do you have to sign it over, the marshal?
What?
Is it enough for you when you call up the hall and say, you got a signed receipt from the hall, right, that this and Tuesday night, I'm not talking about, okay, you're talking about yeshivish place here, where chasen or a hall on the bottom of the shul. I'm talking about when guy's renting Madison Square Garden, okay? And he got a signature, and he paid the money and does. And then the guy calls him up, I said, "I need Madison Square Garden for the chuppah for my daughter." He says, "Sure thing, you can have it. I'll call up the manager. And then he comes, he says, "What are you crazy? I have have a signed thing. You gave it out without my signature. You have a proof. I signed it over to you. I gave it back to you. You need some kind of hakno. Lama zogin. I mean, even in business, you'll have to fax some kind of veto. Yeah,
a retraction.
Which retraction is called in our language is called situmta, which could be that it's hakno, either back to the Mets or straight to the guy that wants to rent it. Yeah. It could be that for the bookkeeping, we'll do it in that. We'll say that's a chayin. I'm not going to cause it to be a tax event for that I rented it out to you. That I rented the whole to him. So I'm going to say I'm going to retract, and then he'll rent it. But be yisoyda dover. I'm giving him away my Madison Square Garden for a better wall 2 days later, a week later.
But I think that makes a big difference in halacha. Who is going from who to who? In other words, enechanami, it is transferable, my contract to him, enechanami. I am doing a pula to him. But if the mechanics is, which I think is the Metzias, is that the whole says, do you agree to retract the contract, fine, then I'll go ahead and give it to him, then there's nothing to do with you.
Okay.
The shaila is he bought the ball for X and you're reselling it for double X. What does that do with whether the payment is a
record? What do you mean for? Oh, no. One side. Don't get carried away with it. No.
The guy's backing out. He's backing out. He's canceling his contract. He's getting paid. There's nothing to do with business. That's what they're doing.
Okay, fine. But let's say Taki, we're talking about Madison Square Garden and Vision. Muncy took it and Vision says Israel wants it now. And they said, the heck with it, Madison Square Garden, couldn't care less where the Vision is, which Vision it is, yeah? So he said, we'll do it internally, yeah? Instead of you showing up, I'll show up, okay? Fine. Okay, so we're okay. Why is it I know? On a rental of $1 million, I'm giving you $100, okay? It's a ribis. Pruta is also ribis. Say it.
I own something, I'm selling to you on a markup. It's not ribis, it's not a ball.
Again,
when are you paying me?
But when are you paying me? You're giving me back later on. You're not giving me right now. You're giving me back. I'm waiting in order to get something. Okay, very good. So you said, one second. Nacheshimi vani edon cho. Is... You, that's beside it. One second. Maybe I'm just you're my poil. Why can't it be? I'm just your poil.
What's the criteria in that case? So if I tell someone who coughed with me today, I'll do it to you tomorrow. Because today, you doing this to me today is worth what I'll do to you tomorrow.
Okay. Again. So that's the kasha lemaisa that you're showing him asking that. If you saw the kovei tzoros, that's one of the shailas. If that's why you can't be kovei as a schiras poilim, that I'm allowed to say how much my work is worth. If you want me to work for you today, then pay me three times the price of the going price. Why is it considered bechalal? Why does it have a tzura alvo? But once it does have a tzura of alvo, once we see in the mishnah of the you're asking good kasha.
And what are you lending me? Value
of me driving tomorrow. Very good. So, you're asking a good child. The Rishonim asked the question. Beside it. They want to know what is the difference. Is it who Bechlal says that there is such a thing? But the child is, am I my chuyiv to work for you back tomorrow? I can say tomorrow when you say, okay, you're coming over to do my loan together with me? Say, no, I decided I'll pay you $5. I'll give you $5 to hire a Shvatzer to do it. I don't feel like doing it. Then it's not Alvo Bechlal. Alvo means I have to give you back what I took from you, yeah? And if I give you the monetary value, then it's Bechlal that I'm only paying for what you work for me, then it's b'chlal not alvo. So what's it doing b'chlal in the Mishnah? Why should it be also the way you're explaining it? But the kash is not on this speaker. The kash is on Shulchan Aruch and on the Mishnah. Okay, b'seder. So I tell you, the Avnei Nez is the one that closed the shaila. So we're getting a bit. That's a good thing. I can't see the numbers from here. I understand. I'm going overboard here. So anybody wants to just leave, can just leave. I'll also leave. Okay. So that's lemaisa. That's the side of the question. I thought we'll go a bit further into. So, again. So if there is such a thing, if there is such a shaila, on the Avnei Nez is the one that brings us up the shaila, whether there's nacheshim v'ani edom cha also in real estate, is it only in work, in pu'ula, or is it also in in rentals, in property, and in the. If it is, then it should be a shaila about taking. If it's a, then it should be a shaila to get bumped and to take an extra ticket. Unless we go back to this, to someone mentioned before, which could be a beis shtarkes for that lemaisa, when I buy a ticket, I'm not renting nothing, because the fact is that they have a right to take me into. They can say security that we don't allow people with beards onto the plane. You know, like Al Kutu with them all. They can allow that. They have. If it's a rental, then I have a kinyan, and nobody can tell me what to do. The yisod from the shaila is the halach is in chutzlots. People in chutzlots know that a mezuzah you only chayiv on a rental after 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, a rental is chayiv miyad. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you chayiv to put up a mezuzah right away. A guy goes and he goes to a hotel. I feel the golf room. We don't find that when they go to a hotel for a night, someplace in the Tzafon, in the Galil, they go and they bring along the mezuzahs, and even though they're makpid on certain quality and kashas of either of mezuzahs, l'chayr, there's no difference putting on your tefillin, how mahudi your tefillin have to be, and how mahudi your mezuzahs have to be. So if a person has to, if there would be a chiv on a rental, a mezuzah, for one night, l'chayr, you should have to put up a mezuzah also for one night a rental. If it's a schirus. What? Oh, so that's the shaila. Is a hotel a schirus or not? Is a hotel a schirus? Is it a rental or not? What am I? I'm paying l'chayra. I'm paying for rental. It happens to be it's a rental of a hotel. The Chazon Ish was taka machmir. He, wherever he went, any place, he slept overnight in a any place he paid for a night, he used to put up his own mezuzah. As I is on the chayra. What? Left it there. They won't take it down. That was a chiddush. They had these new mezuzahs with a magnet that you put them up and you take them down again. But no, he left it there. Chazon Ish didn't go on vacation so often. You can imagine. What?
What was the decision for 2 weeks ago with the loan and the?
Oh, that's.
That's yesterday.
I just want to say one zach. The way when you have to take a look at a hotel, we say that a hotel is not a sphirus. A hotel, even if it's the fanciest hotel, if the shav barayin is coming to the hotel, they can bounce you out of your room. You have no schus to say I rented the room first. If they need the room for somebody else, they can. Maybe it's not good for their business if they get to know that they're always bouncing people around. But ebaze is bchalan as chirus. Is ken zayin that the same thing would be also in an airplane ticket. It's not bechlal considered a schirus. But again, once it's not a schirus, it's a pshat, we have to understand what is it yet. I'm giving him money, what am I getting in return? In halacha, there's no such thing as giving money and not getting nothing in return. Either it's a halva or it's a mekach. When there's a transfer of money, there's no such thing, stam, I gave him money. You have to know, why did I give him money? If I didn't get nothing in return for my money, then it's a loan. If it's a loan, then we have to know why there's no ribis. If I did get back something, it's considered a mecher or a schiris. If it's not a schiris, then it makes it worse, then it should become a loan, then you're not allowed to even get the reduction on the ticket. So for that, if you do it b'derech klal, if you do it with Elal has nice ayata iske, so that it shouldn't be a problem. If you do it with all the goyish companies, b'derech klal, we name on that the goyish companies are not roiv, don't have a roiv of Yidin. If they do have a roiv of Yidin, then they should have a head to Iska also. I just want to end off. You said, because once we said that the Shia is going to be about the problems of investments. The Gemara says La'olam Yashkel Shodom Shlish Be Mois Shlish Be Pragmatia and Shlish Be Kakois. The investment world of today adapted the Gemara. Everything that's good in the world comes out of the Gemara, and there's the tripod of investments, which happens to be that there's bonds, equity, stocks, and real estate. Those are the three things. Now, cash, Gemara says, Lo'im yashash olam shlish b'moyis, is cash, that's bonds. I mean, it's liquid. You can get your money out as quick as usually there's a market. Shlishbe Pragmatia is talking about stocks. That's you're investing in a company and you're waiting for the value of your company to go up. Shlishbe Karkois, that's real estate. I don't know, here in America, there are all types of chilukim between America. I'm just going to give a quick overview of the problems that we have in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we have one big problem. The companies are Jewish. And, like we said before, they don't subscribe to the Chazon Ish's dictum of V'ayid Av Tzofirin. And that makes a lot of problems. Namely, on bonds, any corporate bond that a company gives out in Eretz Yisrael is right away a problem of ribis. Unless we go according to Reb Moshe Feinstein, who holds that Marshag, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Sapsoifer, that taking from a corporation is allowed to take ribis from a corporation because there is no one person that's achroi. The Lemaise in Eretz Yisrael, there was a lot of tshuvas, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Reb Yashiv, Reb Mechaim Mechaim. The Minchas Yitzchok all argued on Reb Moshe in this psak, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Olam is. The tzibur is tries to be machmir. Besides that, even here in America would be a problem. If together with a corporate bond, I'm not talking about a bond that comes out of the offices of Microsoft or Google, but if we're talking about a bond from the next tier company or a shvacha company, where connected to the bond there's a guarantee from the balabais of the company or the manager or the anhola. The CEO of the company who happens to be a Jew and he himself is giving arvus, even let's say only on a small sliver of the publication of the bond, because they don't want him to declare bankruptcy when he gets up in the morning in a bad mood. So that would say again that it doesn't help Bechlal. Even according to Moshe, you won't be helped out with the fact that it's a corporate bond, because you're attached to it, you have a Orev who's a Yid, who has a personal guarantee on the bond, which in Eretz Yisrael is very, very, very shchiach, that the mechayiv that there should be a personal guarantee of somebody in the company on the bond, because they know how to do what they want over there. That's the problems of bonds. In equity, we have a problem, of course, of ribis in the company and of Shabbos v'chulei. Every company here in Chutz Lotz, you know that you have a Yid has a company and he has to do things on Shabbos or there are things. So there's ways of making a shutzvis with a goy, making a shtar. You go to your rov, you do it. When you talk about Eretz Yisrael, you're talking about a company like Teva, which is the darling of the stock market over there and here sometime. And still, we know that Teva is one of the companies that has a heter to be open 24/7. They decide that if you have to, the government decided that if you need someone to watch something, a pharmaceutical product growing in a petri dish on Shabbos afternoon, the guys are allowed to go in there, and you're being paid for it. So anybody who's investing in Tevesh, also, besides the fact that he's reaping his profits from Chilul Shabbos, he's also paying his shutif. He's not paying his shutif, he's paying his workers to be open on Shabbos, even though on a small scale. Again, we're back to then what is a stock, even if I don't have a controlling chelik of a stock, if that's considered being a shutuf or not. But today, with the lawyers among us, know that this lifting of the corporate veil is something that's much more shchiach today than it ever was. That you can always go after the guy who thinks that he's hiding behind the corporate veil. You can go after him if he's doing something. So we see again that if in halacha can't be koveya that a corporation has nothing to do with the guy who's standing behind the corporation, if the government themselves say that if we have to, we'll just lift up the corporate veil and we'll go after the guy that's standing behind it. And then in real estate, Nadlan is the third leg of investments. It's a very big problem in Eretz Yisrael, even though here in Eretz Yisrael, here everybody would think that real estate is the easiest thing, just buy low and sell high. What can be easier than that? But we know in Eretz Yisrael that you have shopping centers which are open on Shabbos, and if you own a chelik, even if through a rights, even if you own a chelik of a shopping center, even as a fractional share, the management bederach klal is the achrayis of the owners. And the mele, if someone has to polish the floors on Shabbos and the place is open on Shabbos, and someone has to, the rental has nothing to do with Shabbos. If he's open Shabbos, that's none of my business. I want to be closed Shabbos, but I can't. If he's open Shabbos, that's not. I'm not being mavir for Shabbos because he's renting for me for the year, for the month, for the year. But the management making sure that the place runs, polishing the floors, making sure that the sewage system is running properly, and if something gets clogged up, I have to call a Jewish plumber to fix it on Shabbos, even though I'm not doing it, I'm just gave it over to a management company. But since the mice, they're my shluchim, they're not achroi for it. I didn't give them over, I didn't want to makna them the building. I just gave them the mandate. I'm paying them to do the management. That's also a shayla, that's how the rabbanim hold. So may all three things are problematic, and for that, there has to be some kind of supervision.
Is there any potential if you have an index fund that owns a little bit of everything?
There's no bittul on money because everything today, frata today, everything has shkifut, everything is transparent. Transparency is the name of the game today. Everybody wants to know exactly where their money is sitting, in what fund, who's running it, what's the guy's name, so it's very schwer to say that bittul is a factor over here. Shkoyach?